This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 468.5. Up a half on the open. The July at 473, down three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 455, up 7.5 on the open. July, 465, up three. September, 478, up 4.5 on the open. December, 489, up 2.5 on the open. May corn opened at 361, down 2.5 on the open. July, 371.75, down 4.5. September, 377, down 3. December, 382.5, down 4. March, 393.5, down 4. May, 404, down 3.5. July, 417, up 10. September, $4, up 1 on the open. May soybeans open at 740, down 9 on the open. July, 756, down 10.5. August, 765, down 7.75. September, 772.5, down 6. November, 784, down 9.25. January, 795, down 7.5. March, 801, down 8. May, 803, down 12 on the open. May soybean meal open at 207.50, down 19 on the open. Make it 190. July, 212, down 280. May soybean oil open at 31.95, down 13 on the open. July, 32.50, down 17. At the Merck April feeders, opened at 111.80, down 10 on the open. May, 112.80, up 5. August, 113.90, up 7.5. September, 111.85, up 15. April live cattle opened at 101.35, up 45 on the open. June, 96.80, up 10. August, 94.62.5, unchanged. October, 98.35, down 2.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 64.92.5, down 10 on the open. May, 75.15, down 22.5. June, 75.75, down 7.5. July, 76.85, down 17.5 on the open. And May bellies open at 99.90, up 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, hi, good morning, Dave. What a morning it's been with these big reports and all the different numbers thrown at us, and we're going to say big numbers thrown at us in most cases, Dave. A little more increase than what we were expecting in the corn and in the beans.
Go ahead and start crunching those numbers for us, Wayne. What are you seeing, and what does it mean?
Well, of course, they lowered the feed usage greatly in the corn, and we changed. We went from 752 on the March estimate to an 877 today. The average trade estimate was 839. So, basically along the way, I think that a lot of guys were saying that if you looked at 1 pound less than the hogs were slaughtering, equals about 3 pounds of corn. We slaughter about, a couple million hogs a week that way. That adds into 6 million pounds of corn every week that we're feeding less. So that does mount up along the way just by dropping 1 pound there. It was referred to then likewise, though, that if we lose a bushel and a half in the yield because of weather and late planting, that that sort of makes up for all of the difference in the corn usage there that way. So, the beans, we gained a little bit. It went from the 618 or 615 on the carry out there. The big difference, though, was they raised the Brazilian crop up 1.8 million metric tons and the Argentina crop up 1.5 million metric tons. And the world carry out then went to 61 million metric tons versus the 57.5 that we had in March. So the world soybean situation becomes bigger. There was some numbers, and we haven't been able to find out why. It looked like we changed some production in South America from the year before, but we're having trouble finding the numbers on that and finding why it was done and nobody else is talking about it, Dave.
Well, we were looking at those reports a little bit earlier today and digging those numbers out, and it looks like from the March to the April report that USDA changed Brazilian soybean production from 55 to 57 million metric tons, and then went ahead and made an adjustment for ending stocks from March to April from 5233 to 5379. I don't know why anybody's not talking about this yet.
You know, that really throws more ending stocks on in there, and it's a very big number, and we don't know why either. So we're going to be puzzled with you, Dave, and just say that all that does is add to the bearish outlook or of the large stocks. I guess we won't say bearish situation because we are still trading in the upper $7 range on beans, so it isn't too nasty. But because of the increase of biodiesel, or thinking of it as a fuel, why we're staying strong. But otherwise, this bean market would be in real trouble. You know, as we look there, and of course the crude oil's seen a little bit of a rebound today after yesterday's big day. But, you know, a lot of the large grain companies were advising like 10% sales in corn, old crop, new crop, beans, new crop, and actually even in wheat, old crop and new crop. So a little bit of attitude there. But we talked to some of our producers in Kentucky. They've had the agronomists out in their field. One has an 800 acres of wheat, and they say it's gone, plan on putting corn there. And they had 250 acres of corn that's planted was up, and the agronomist is saying that the growing point is gone, and they're going to have to replant that. So we are seeing some crop losses in the Kentucky area, Dave.
Are we then to extrapolate a little bit that anywhere north of there, if there were plantings, that those also are in danger? Of course, the Kansas wheat number was just appalling from USDA's report yesterday on what went from good to excellent.
You know, as we looked and talked to our adjusters in the crop insurance industry, they're very sick about the idea of how many claims they're going to pay in Kansas, is the best way I can put it.
All right. So what are we left with? I guess these numbers probably won't have long legs and long tails, but they certainly are interesting for the opening bell. Now we go back to looking at the weather. And it's cold, and there's a couple of storms coming through later on this week.
Yeah, Dave, Drew Lerner says we're going to be awfully wet, awfully cool for the first week of the forecast out here. And the second week this morning went a little drier and possibly a little warmer, but that still puts us basically, if these weather forecasts verify, probably the 25th, 26th before we're really actively getting into the field good with active planting. So, you know, we are going to be running about a week behind, trying to get 90 million acres planted timely. Can happen with our larger equipment. You know, like I say, any more blips past this first week of the wet weather, and we're going to be a little bit concerned about what can go on there. The wheat, of course, with the extra damage that we're talking about, holding very strong. Of course, their crop report this morning was positive. You know, we're up 8 cents, and it's pulling the corn up with it. I think that if wheat were not strong like it was, corn would be lower on the day. But wheat is sort of the stalwart today, and it's holding things together, Dave.
And I want to go ahead and focus just a little bit on that wheat number from Kansas and give the number. Yesterday, USDA put in the good to excellent condition 55% of the crop, and of course it was 77% just a week earlier. All right, Wayne, are these prices that where you want to make catch-up sales? I imagine yesterday was a good day to make some catch-up sales, but then that thing plummeted like a stone.
When we were the most bullish, Dave, when it was on the top and opened stronger, is when we should have been selling. We did stick some stops below the market yesterday, and we're fortunate to pick off a few things that way. All in all, most people or most farmers were not making sales on the top when it would have been advantageous.
What are you seeing over at the Merck today?
The Merck today, you know, we are a little bit easier today. We are pushing these prices. You know, we're down 50 to 80 cents in the cattle today. The hogs are down 20 to 50 cents. The cattle, the packers are, we did have some good cutout value increases, and it looks like we might trade dollar cash cattle later this week. But, you know, we are seeing that the Packers are in the red for about $7 a head, and they're being a little reluctant about wanting to pay up here today.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.